I'm P.J. Leach. I am an extension entomologist and director of the University of Wisconsin Insect Diagnostic Lab.
Well, someone came up with a question for us about snow fleas, and for someone who might not know what they are, tell us what they are.
Sure. So you might have noticed them before, and maybe you're out cross-country skiing or snowshoeing, but snow fleas are these tiny, about a millimeter long, dark creatures you can see out on the snow, and sometimes they're found in large numbers, and they're a relative of insects, commonly called columbella or springtails. And they get that name of springtail because they've got a little structure on their body called the furcula. It kind of works like a spring-loaded pogo stick, and it can actually cause them to jump around. So if you look at them close, they kind of look like grains or flakes of pepper someone has dumped out on the snow, and they're able to jump and bounce and move around.
And they're one of the few creatures that really are visible in the winter up here, right?
They are, yeah. And one thing about these creatures is that snow fleas are really present year-round. It's just with the snow on the ground, they're much more noticeable because they really stand out with the contrasting colors. These creatures are typically found in damp areas, and they feed on decomposing stuff, fungal spores and things like that. So, again, they're around year-round, but with the snow on the ground, they really stand out. And as you mentioned, they're really well adapted to our cold conditions during the winter months.
Tell us about what their part of the ecosystem is.
I mean, really what their role is they act as what we call detritivores. And the detritivore is an organism that is helping decompose and break stuff down in the environment. And if you went out into the woods and just took a scoop of soil and leaf litter and other plant materials and you started to look through all of that, you'd really be amazed at the sheer number of creatures you would find. You would find snow fleas and other species of springtails, most likely. They're going to have mites, tiny nematodes, small beetles, and other insects around. And so there really is this microscopic, almost invisible community beneath our feet when you go out into the woods. And so these springtails play a really important role in that. They're helping break stuff down. They themselves are serving as a food source for tiny predators that are eating some of them. So they're kind of this part of that micro ecosystem that you have going on beneath your feet out in the woods.
And common, I'm assuming, here in the Wisconsin, Minnesota, and upper Midwest area, right?
Oh, yes. Springtails are extremely common. If you went in and sifted through that soil, again, out in the woods, if you scoop some up, you'd undoubtedly find some of these. So just about any place you go outside where there is rich soil, decomposing leaves, rotting logs, fungi, and things like that, you're going to find some of these springtails close by. When it comes to their winter survival, these snow fleas have a really cool adaptation, and a reason we don't have many insects or creatures active during the winter months is they're at risk of freezing to death. And so what these snow fleas do, they have an adaptation. They make their own natural antifreeze molecules that are a type of protein in their body that prevents them from freezing, and that allows them to be active at some surprisingly low temperatures. And I've even bumped into them when I've been out cross-country skiing where it's been down in the high single digits and seen them out on the snow. So they do have some pretty unique adaptations that allow them to be active at some surprisingly cold temperatures.